Welcome to Happy Valley City Council Work Session. Today is Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. We will go over the regular session, which is the minutes from November 20th. Any questions on the minutes, corrections, changes? We have a proclamation for Tree City USA, which I might read in its entirety, but I might not, just depending on whatnot. Any questions on that? And then presentation of the 2018 annual report, which is very nice. Thank you, good presentation. Any questions? I think I have one question, which I'll ask during the time for, is all the department managers going to be here?
Yes.
I just have one on. That stuck in my mind, but I'll ask Chris. Nothing special. Okay, work session. Mr. Tuck?
All right, thank you. Good evening. So what you're seeing tonight is the year-end numbers for fiscal year 17-18, and they're unaudited. The audit will be presented with the mid-year financials, first meeting in February, and the comprehensive annual financial report. Travis and I were just talking, you might have overheard, is thinking this year that we'll invite the budget committee to that work session and kind of have a joint session there and get them up to speed as we head into the five-year plan and then the budget process. We had talked about it in years past, and I talked to the budget committee members, and I think that they would like that, so we're planning for that. Yeah, so once we finish this, we're going to do the mid-year numbers in February, the audit, the CAFR, and then we'll go right into the five-year plan development, and then the fiscal year budget after that. Everything is looking pretty good, as you can see by the materials. Expenditure levels are all within appropriation levels, and revenue was at or above projected levels. The general fund, street fund, parks fund, pedestrian improvement project fund, storm water, parks and transportation SDCs, public safety funds, street reserve for replacement, library reserve for replacement funds, all ended with an increase in fund balance. So those are all positive things. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Warnicki, and he will go through the full presentation.
Sure. Thank you. Good evening. I'll go ahead, since Jason just gave a overview, I guess I can jump into the funds and just go fund by fund. And please jump in with any questions you have. In the general fund, most of the consistent revenues, like property taxes, right-of-way use fees, state shared revenues, and traffic fines, all saw steady increases. Property taxes increased 9% over prior year. We had budgeted 8%, I believe, so it came in just a little above that. That's a good increase. Development revenue overall stayed steady at about $3 million, with a little bit different makeup. Engineering fees was at 33% of the total development revenue, compared to 22% last year, so a little heavier on the engineering side and a little less on the planning, and building was pretty consistent at at 56%, around 50%. Expenditures in total ended up at 96%, excluding contingency, and that's pretty close to 100. And it was a little bit higher than, or closer to 100 than previous years. We had the increased PERS costs, and we didn't quite leave enough room for that. So I think we got that straightened out for 18-19 to give it a little more wiggle room. Anything in the general fund that we'd like to highlight?
Any questions?
Nope, looks good.
We also had the transfers out as budgeted with the large transfer to the parks fund, or larger than previous years. The pedestrian improvement transfer, the reserve for replacement transfer of $350,000, and facility capital projects fund of $1.5 million per budget. And into the street fund, there was a $420,000 surplus, and that fluctuates from year to year based on the size of projects that are completed. And this year there wasn't a very large project, as capital expenditures were at $170,000, yeah, for street reconstruction. Gas tax increased 16% over previous year, and that really helps the viability of the fund. And local fuel tax doubled as it was the first full year of having the local station. So that was at $108,000.
Travis, question for you.
Sure.
Was it the local fuel tax, was this about what we expected it to be when we first started putting projections together? I mean, I know that we budgeted.
It's pretty close to what we had originally budgeted. Of course, we had the budget at $75,000 this year based on prior year projections. Yeah.
But I think we were kind of guessed.
But yeah, when we originally talked about it, we didn't talk about 100.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And then last year it was at 53,000, and that was a partial year.
Gotcha, okay, thank you.
Moving into the library fund. Library fund's more steady than some of the other funds due to largely the revenue is the district revenue. That increases as property taxes do. That was at a 6% increase, a little less than the city rate since it's unincorporated Clackamas County as well. Grows not as quickly as the city. And then expenditures were at basically 98% of budget, and that was another case of the personnel cost being a little bit higher than expected. It's kind of tricky with the library fund since there's quite a few part-time employees and their hours fluctuate a little bit. So for the 18-19 budget, we did adjust how we budget those, and hopefully that should reflect what is actually happening. There was also a large transfer in the library fund of $700,000 to the reserve replacement, library reserve replacement fund. So that's why there's a net decrease in the fund balance.
Councilor Drake.
So on the library fund,
mm-hmm.
you have reserve replacement. What does the reserve replacement account?
So there's a, just as we do have with the general, the list of everything you see here with the roof and City Hall and all general items, same thing with the library, including the library facility. And then we've got a separate portion for expansion or new facility on the reserve for replacement list. So that's pretty well funded after these, a couple large ones. And then last year we did the kind of the balance of the library fund in there. So it's a very healthy reserve replacement fund in the library.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving to the parks fund. Revenue was only, intergovernmental revenue was only about half of what we had budgeted because we exited the district. So that created a shortfall in the fund along with the increased materials and services expenditures due to legal costs, basically. And that's why we needed the larger transfer from the general fund to basically make the fund break even. And then the transfer out is just the cost allocation to the parks fund. Moving on to the public safety fund. Public safety fund had a pretty sizable surplus of $400,000. Once again, the property taxes increased 9%, and the materials and services, the police contract came in under budget. we had ordered an officer earlier in the year, and it didn't, I think we're still waiting on that one. So there were some savings there, and that's increased the fund balance.
I can add a little bit to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're expecting that officer to land in March. So it takes nearly a year from the time we request an officer for them to actually get here to provide the service. So as we're looking forward into our projections for the next 5 years with the public safety levy, we need to factor that into our calculations that we're building a sizable fund balance now because of all these delays in getting officers hired. So it could impact what the council ultimately wants to charge or ask the voters to support for a levy, because the balance is large.
And that's mostly, Mark, it's mostly salary savings, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Storm and Parks SDC Fund. This was the first year of the Parks SDC, so that was a large increase over the prior year in revenue. There was $480,000 in Parks SDC, and that was January through June. In 18-19, we've split out the Parks SDCs into its own SDC fund, so this will just be the Storm SDC fund in 18-19. And there wasn't weren't any SDC projects, so that fund will continue to grow. Similarly, the Transportation SDC Fund saw a large $6 million revenue, and four of that, or just a little over four, was from the Joint Transportation District transfer of our remaining balance. And the rest of the 5.9 was just newly generated SDCs. And there were no expenditures in that fund. The Pedestrian Improvement Projects Fund operated as it usually does, with a few smaller projects in capital outlay expenditures and the $100,000 transfer from the general fund. A bulk of the fund balance in this PIP fund is for the ODOT grant match, whenever that happens. Then the remaining reserve for replacement funds had the general reserve for replacement fund is mainly the one that has had expenditures. As we replaced fleet vehicles, I think that was the larger portion this year, was a refresh of those. And in the general reserve replacement fund, you'll see transfers out to the street and public safety fund and the library reserve fund, as we split those off to be on their own, so that we don't have to track it outside of the financial statements. And the street and library reserve replacements just mainly consisted of those transfers and didn't have a lot of activity. The general operations reserve fund also stayed static with the $2.2 million balance and no new transfers. And I think at this point we believe that's pretty sufficient for our size and should allow us to continue operations during the recession and stay pretty level. The Facility Capital Projects Fund had the $1.5 million transfer and no expenditures. That's just, at this point, it's a reserve fund. And then we had an additional $1.5 million in the 18-19 budget. So that's at, I think it's 1.5 in 18-19. So that's around 3 million now. Any questions on any of those areas?
Questions?
No, it looks good.
Councilor Sherman.
Sorry, what's the time frame for our next review of our capital projects list and reserve replacement? Is that part of the annual summary?
Yeah, we do it annually as part of the budget process.
Okay.
And really it's more on the replacement schedule.
Right.
So we refresh it, look at how many years on, let's say, vehicles, whether it's mileage or years. So it's during the budget process.
Okay, good, thank you. Yeah, otherwise, it looks really good.
Councilor Drake?
Are you tracking the expense increases percentage-wise over time? I mean, do we see any trends where some expenses are going to be more in general? And you're relying on increasing the funding balance, I assume, just by the CIP, and so you're doing something else with those, though?
Mainly in the five-year projection process is more when we're looking at the trends to come up with those figures and looking at kind of the past 5 years and then moving that into the 5 years going forward. With this annual reporting, it's more of what did happen in this year.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah, I'm assuming you're not going to go through the actual, since you just had the summaries, right? We're not going to go through the specifics numbers. Well, I mean, we did, but...
Yeah, I didn't want to rehash everything,
yep,
but I just wanted to kind of go over the highlights.
Yep. Anything else? Councilor Sherman?
Parks Fund, when does revenue hit that from our tax collections? How does that get factored into these types of pieces of information?
We've already started receiving some large chunks of that for 18-19.
Okay, so that'll show up in our budgeting process.
Yeah, and we did budget for 18-19, this current budget we're in as the first year.
Right. Okay.
And then, I guess we'll see what we're going to do with this next budget.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good report.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Leaving it in healthy balances. It's nice.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Okay, Mr. Doug.
That's all I
That's
had
it
on
for
the.
Tonight. You want to do your city manager report?
Yeah. So I do have a few things. Reminder, the council meeting on December 18th is canceled. So the next meeting we'll have is January 15th, as the first meeting in January would have landed on January 1st. And none of us will be here. So it's the 15th, and we're going to send out invitations and notices for swearing-in ceremony, so look for that. It'll be a reserve a date first, and then we'll come out with an official invitation after that. This Saturday is Operation Santa. A number of you signed up to help with the dinner and or the parade, and so that's at Station 6 at 5 o'clock is when the actual serving, so you might want to be there a little bit earlier than that, help set up. I sent an email today about Traffic and Public Safety Committee and about the Parks Advisory Committee. My thought process on the Traffic and Public Safety Committee is to get a subgroup together to and set up and ready to go right after the first of the year to start working on these issues of what to do with the levy. And my intent with that is that they would help inform the five-year projection. They're going to look at what our current expenditures are, what our revenue projections look like, working with Steve and Travis and Scott on what our staffing needs are going to be into the future, how long it takes to get these people, the repercussions of the budget with that, and then ultimately some sort of recommendation or at least information to help inform the council on a decision for a levy amount and going in November. So it's gonna happen quick, and I couldn't really wait for a council meeting and long discussion. I just figured we had these working groups in the past, so it'd probably be good to just start working on it. Does that all sound pretty good? Similarly with the parks, last year, as you recall, we had the shaved ice wars in the community, and council had a desire to put a committee together to look at our selection process for vendors and sponsorships and how all that works. We went through with raising the sponsorship level to $3,500. I've asked Steve to and Chris to work with the Parks Advisory Committee, or a subgroup of the Parks Advisory Committee, to be kind of our clearinghouse for that, so we can come up with a policy of exactly how a selection process works for vendors and or sponsorships, and then come up with some kind of agreement. Okay, if you're a vendor or sponsor, this is what you're entitled to. You're entitled to all this advertising, and your obligations are X, Y, and Z. And so I think that'll be good. And the Parks Advisory Committee seemed like they, I think Chris talked to them, and they seemed like they're willing to get involved in that. So rather than create a separate group, I was thinking maybe use one that we have, and pretty good connection there with this, also that we're moving into recreation, and so that's going to start moving here pretty quick. Council appointment process, I've scheduled a work session for the January 15th meeting, and then reserve space on both meetings in February to either have the discussion or make a decision if it moves that fast. So I've been working with Kara. She put together a form that would be an online application form where people could go in there, add all the essential information, name, address, how long you lived in the city, volunteer record, all that kind of stuff. But then I'm also thinking that we should add, based upon the conversation the council has on the 15th, is if you want them to answer questions, a set of questions you may have of those people to help in your evaluation of who you want to appoint. So we can include that in the form that we put online, and then simply print them out, and you guys can have the discussion. So kind of be thinking about how you want to handle that. Urban renewal, yeah.
Just a quick question. So when would, applications begin being filled out then? I mean, when do you foresee that?
Well, I think that's what needs to be talked about on the 15th.
All right.
For how long do you want to leave the process open for people to apply? Is it 2, 3, 4 weeks? And then if you want to include those questions, and if there are questions, what questions do you want to ask? And then maybe talk about a selection process, how you want to go about that. In years past, what has happened is council received the applications, they went through and they ranked them, and then staff assembled them, and the top three, I think it was, the top ones would then come in for interviews. So I'm not sure if that's how you want to handle this next process, or if you have any ideas, please let me know as I'm building the materials for that discussion on the 15th. But my intent would be to get it out really quick.
Okay.
After that meeting on the 15th, you tell me how you want to handle it, and we'll be posting as soon as the 16th, if that's the desire.
Okay. Thank you.
Urban renewal. So we're looking at the schedule a little bit and realize, the year's going to go by pretty quick. And if the council wants to potentially consider getting an urban renewal district established in 2019, it's best to do it before October. That way you can collect you then freeze the rate at the current year. So in doing so, we've reached out to the consultant, Elaine, who was here and presented that time, to get a project proposal. And she has a question that's kind of important in how she puts the proposal together. There's two ways you can handle the public involvement process for setting up an urban renewal district. One is, the minimum is to have an open house in the community, and sort of the one that has worked well in the past for her is setting up an advisory committee. So it would be made up of two counselors, a planning commissioner, a fire district representative, county representative, school district representative, and a business person from the community. And we kind of need to know that in order for her to work on the schedule, back those in, add the costs, and then proposal. But we kind of need to get moving quick on it if we're going to do it. So that's why I'm kind of pushing for this a little sooner than waiting for a March discussion before you know it, or May, June, and then we just don't have enough time.
You want that to
conversation? Yeah, any input now? On?
Council, not me.
Sounds
good. You guys
want
to move forward or not?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
Yeah, question, the committee, is that kind of a steering / recommendation committee? They kind of come up with a framework, and then it's still obviously it runs through whoever the group is that is tasked with actually responsibility for the urban renewal era. Could be city council, might be a different group.
Yeah, so okay. It'd either be the council, or you take your hat off and then you become the urban renewal district board, which is what most cities do.
Right.
And so my understanding of this advisory committee, it would be temporary for the development of the plan.
Okay.
And then later you might want to set up an advisory committee, but that'd be up to the council.
Okay.
Council?
I think the committee might work the best. They say that's been the most efficient way to do it. Then I think maybe a committee would be the best, an advisory committee.
Yep, good to have public involvement.
Oh, she did say it usually takes 3 meetings to go over with the committee. So the committee just convenes 3 times, I guess, ordinarily, to go over Urban Renewal 101, boundary projects, and finances. So it sounds like it's informational.
I also have a meeting set up with Fred Charlton for tomorrow at lunch, just to get it on his radar, hear any concerns he may have about, or just want to look out for. So we'll have that discussion, and then that can help kind of guide where we're going with this. So we'll get working on it right away, and updates with council as we go.
Excellent. Okay, there's your direction.
Mayor, that's all I have.
Okay, council reports.
Mm-hmm.
Council Gray.
I'm going to be doing the Operation Santa this Saturday. I'm going to be doing C4 on Thursday night. Did Feeding the Hungry last week. And we do it this December. The group has got some other groups coming in, and so we're going to hold off until January will be the next time to the Rotary. So I can't remember anything else right off the top of my head, so just go with that.
Council Goldie?
Did the Christmas tree lighting, which you did that as well.
Yes,
right?
I was there.
We were there. Coming up, I've got Operation Santa, which I will be serving and running. And of course, it's supposed to be raining once again. The weather couldn't hold off. And then I am also doing Christmas giving breakfast.
Mm. Friday.
Yeah.
Very good.
Council Sherman?
Oh, let's see. Same thing, tree lighting. I attended Rotary. I did the All-State ribbon cutting. I did attend the Oregon Leadership Summit this week, which is a regional gathering of business leaders and electeds. And it's no surprise that the big priorities in Oregon that need to be taken care of right now are tax reform, specifically property tax reform, PERS reform, homelessness, subset of transportation, education. And everyone is completely in agreement that these are big deals, we need to work on them right now, but there aren't any easy answers. So I'm sure when I go next year, we'll have the exact same conversation. Actually, I wish I remembered, they changed their tagline this year. This year the tagline is like, I want to say it was like get or done, but it's not. It's really close to that though. Like now is the time. Time to act. There it is. Time to act. So, other than that, Parks Advisory Committee. Actually, I did have some feedback. I guess Mr. Tuck, this is kind of for you. We had some members of Parks Advisory that would like to have a city staff member come present kind of on the recreation programs, kind of the status of that currently, and maybe even some interface going forward as well, because that's a, they feel like that's an important part of the overall mix. So that was one piece of feedback that they wanted me to share. Then coming up, I plan on attending the NCPOD outreach meetings next week, so I'll be checking those out.
When are those again?
Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, 10th and the 12th. Monday is at Rose Villa Senior Center over in Oak Grove at 6:30. Wednesday is at Rock Creek Middle School at 6:30 on the 12th. I plan to attend both of those, and I believe we will have Parks Advisory Committee members also there. If there's an opportunity to speak, I think representatives from Happy Valley will be speaking if given the opportunity. I've been meeting with the advisory committee members. I have a couple more meetings set up this week, and kind of getting them up to speed on what our response is to the county's presentation materials.
I'd like to attend the Monday one as well.
That's all I've got. Thank you.
Council President Ellis?
So you did HVBA, Allstate ribbon cutting. Thursday, I met with the veterans at New Seasons. Tree lighting. And Saturday, I'm going to do the Operation Santa. I'm going to serve, but I can't do the parade. That's it.
Okay. I don't have anything to add. I'm as lame as a lame duck gets. And, but we probably should keep an eye out. I'm sure you or Ben have all the committees that I'll be going off of to spread out or start applying for. Tom, you'll have to start to focus on those meetings.
Yep.
Moving ahead when you're first going to the mayor's meeting. You know, so you have all
yep.
those dates.
Yep, we
correct.
have it all dialed in. We haven't officially gotten anything dialed in yet. Because I think there's also maybe some opportunities for council to get on some other
yeah.
liaison roles, or Tom and I had a conversation, and maybe an opportunity for council members to maybe go to some of the meetings that you were going to.
Yeah, they're all
interest.
Obviously public meetings to go see, but whoever was assigned to what, most
yeah.
of the Region 1 Act and C4, and, I mean, excuse me, JPAC and Impact's all through C4, so you either got to go
right.
apply or be elected there, and if you don't go to those, then you're not going to probably be appointed or lobbied for. But
we have a big document about all the
right.
committees, and then we have our internal committees, so it'd probably be good at the beginning of the year to confirm if people are happy where they're at.
You have a lot
their
of
committees or want
a lot
to
of appointments coming up, so
attend other meetings, so
okay.
I'll bring that to council early in the year.
Yep, just want to make sure. So, I don't have anything.
Question on committee appointments going forward. So we've got some openings, I know, in committees. I've had some people asking about
yeah.
just the timing of it and process, things like that. Online yet? When is that going?
Yeah, so we put it in the newsletter, which will come out any day now if it's not already out, that we're seeking applicants. And once we, you know, we'll let that run for 3-4 weeks. Once we get however many we get, then we'll sit down. Tom and I will go through them, and then he'll determine who we would like to appoint, and
mm-hmm.
then it'll come to council for an appointment. But we have very limited number of members to appoint. I think it's 2.
We have lots
oh,
of reappointments.
The rest
oh,
are
unless
reappointments.
Unless you choose not to.
Yeah, gotcha. Lots and lots and lots of reappointments.
Gotcha, okay.
And I know some people are rolling off because the chair of the Traffic Public Safety, Brian Bart, said he doesn't want to continue.
And he's termed.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I can jump in on this if you don't mind.
Do I see some baby drool?
Some spit up here.
Yeah,
yeah barely made it.
It's usually in the back that you don't
yeah.
see.
That's why I wear the jacket.
Yeah.
Yes. We did have a few more on Planning Commission, two more on Planning Commission who decided not to reapply. So we do have
oh.
a few more than two that just, they were scheduled to be reappointed, but then they let us know late last week that they were interested in stepping off. So
who's
we do
that?
Have Brian Hungerford and Eric, no, I don't know the other one. I can look
that's
real
fine.
Quickly.
No,
Brian Hungerford,
nice.
Get it, he wasn't willing to. So we do have more than, I think there's like 4.
Okay.
So.
Okay, question then about Planning Commission. What would be a good skill set? I mean, like an architect or an engineer? Or what would be, if you could have like a dream applicant for that position, what would you want? Is there anything in particular, or just a
There's always some in particular, it just depends on who's falling off.
That's design review board. Design review board, we do need a specific engineer for design review board. There is one opening for that, for planning commission. I mean, it's...
I think planning commission, a skill set is being a reasonable person, someone that can take in all this information, understand the confines of the law, understand the community, how to weave those together. But not a specific skill set. I mean, someone's got to be pretty reasonable to work within those confines.
Okay.
Last appointment process, there was interviews not just with the mayor, but the mayor had multiple people sit in on those. Is that still going to be a similar process?
Well, the charter goes with, well, how we have it set up is you can... The mayor can do whatever they want.
Right.
They appoint solely if they don't want an interview, but the council has to endorse it, so it makes no sense. But
I'm pretty sure we'll just keep it the way it was.
Okay.
Worked pretty good, I think.
So we can split it up based on the liaison roles, which committee members are,
right.
And if we have any gaps, then we can talk about who to assign to them.
And also on parties.
Councilor Drake, I say it your names for the record, not to interrupt.
I'm sorry. But sometimes if you only have one applicant that qualifies, then there's not a lot to take and interview them, but they may not have that many.
Yeah, unless the mayor doesn't think it'd be a good fit for the appointment. So.
But assuming they're a good fit, I mean, sometimes you only get one person. So.
These last couple rounds, we've had way more applicants than we had positions.
That's good.
A lot more applicants, so... I think that's changed through the years to where now we have way too many people, not too many people, but a lot of people for limited positions.
Good. It's good to hear.
Okay. Council, anything else? Did you all get your stuff into Amber for Jason's review? Everybody's in?
It won't be in.
No, it needed to be in for compilation for tonight. You didn't do it?
Nope.
Okay. So make sure to, I don't know if you have it printed or done, but...
It's printed.
Okay. So I just want to make sure. I know the email came, but I didn't see any responses.
She should be here soon.
I just wanted to remind you because she hadn't gotten it done. It was supposed to be in. Okay. I don't have anything else. So we have... Too bad we can't go do our executive session. Okay. We can adjourn till unless there's anything else.